USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Of all of the American deaths that occurred at Pearl Harbor in 1941, September 11th, Vice President Kamala Harris says January 6th was just like that.
December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th, 2021.
It should be noted the only person shot and killed January 6th was an unarmed Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt. The shooter, a Capitol Police officer, will not face any charges. Heavy snow leads to a 75-vehicle pileup on Kentucky's I-75 overnight, as more than 100 million Americans coast-to-coast are under weather alerts from multiple winter storm systems. Out west, avalanches are expected in the Cascades, Olympics, and Mount Hood. In the east, the tri-state area of New York is getting heavy snow and is expected to last for most of the day. USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
After American school systems received hundreds of billions of dollars last year to ensure schools were safe for kids to get back into the classroom, many school districts that took the money are choosing to stay closed.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes once again after the district and teachers union failed to agree on whether to allow remote learning during a spike in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to refuse to return to in-person classes after the winter break, taking issue with the COVID-19 guidelines and safety measures. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called the CTU vote against in-person learning an unlawful unilateral strike. She said, "We are standing firm, and we are going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning, period." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are no special cases. Rules are rules. People are welcome in Australia, but if you're not double vaccinated and you're not an Australian resident or citizen, well, you can't come.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. The number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, is spending one of his important religious holidays in an Australian detention hotel working on his challenge against deportation. George Christensen, a member of Australian Parliament, was on Fox News Thursday and explained why his government is taking such a hard stand.
When it emerged that he had some form of exemption to come into Australia, unvaccinated Australians exploded with rage because, they've had things taken away from them, just like in certain states of the US, they've had things taken away from them. They can't go to pubs, clubs, restaurants, cafes, bars. They can't even go to some shops at the moment in certain states of Australia. Some people who are unvaccinated have actually lost their jobs as a result of not being vaccinated and the government impositions. So, to have an exemption for Novak Djokovic sort of made it like, well, there's one rule for superstars, another for the rest of us. But actually knocking him back also sends a bad message because it just rubs it in that, you unvaccinated can't even come into this country even though you're the number one tennis star in the world who's won the Australian Open something like 9 times.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.